Nalani Savager, and this is Nalani Savager's podcast. And I'm here with Stephanie Anaya.
Hey, Nalani.
And I'm here with Maite Costa.
Hi, Nalani.
And today we're going to have a discussion about lying having great benefits. So, I'm going to start off with me. Personally, lying, I feel like, does have great benefits because you can get, just by lying, you can get something out of a person just with a simple lie, or you can like get something that you want that can help you further in like any situation. How about you guys?
So I kind of see where you're going, but I feel like when you lie, I feel like it's bad because the morality of this is to always tell the truth. And over like these past few centuries, everyone has done a lie. Yes, they have, but they should always like learn a lesson when you lie. And sometimes it does have great benefits, but
it's just not right, like in general.
Exactly, it's not right to lie.
You might say?
I agree and disagree, because when you lie, it's usually to get away from something, and when you get away from it or like you achieve what it is that you want to achieve when you lie, it benefits you, obviously. But I also disagree with it because you can lie, but sometimes it can backfire on you, so it will not have benefited you.
Let's talk about like one way that can definitely benefit you, like what's going on in the world, like definitely politics, socially, like what's going on in the world. Can definitely, like, politics lie all the time. And it looks like that's one example of, like, lying definitely having great benefits. Because there, some, I'm not saying all politics, but most of the politics
are
lie.
You're saying, like, politicians? Like,
yeah.
Like, presidential candidates? Like, when they run for
presidency? Or not just presidency. Like, any political, like, figure, I feel like, lies sometimes just to get people to vote for them. And the benefit of that is that if you're a good enough liar, you end up winning. So.
Yeah, I guess we can connect this to the movie Schindler's List. But before we talk about Schindler's List, I'm going to give a summary of Schindler's List. And for those who haven't watched the movie, Schindler's List is basically a movie about the Holocaust. And it shows everything that they go through in detail. And even though the movie was new, it was shown in black and white. And it talks about mainly about a guy who helped save the lives of hundreds of
millions.
Jews.
Is it millions or hundreds?
He saved 1,200 Jews from their inevitable death. And I feel like that relates to this because Schindler had to lie a lot to be able to save those Jews, and in the end it benefited them well because they got to live and they had a second chance of life, even though he spent all his money and was persecuted afterward.
Yeah, I agree. Like, another example from the movie was that Schindler had to lie a lot to, like, the Nazis in particular, because the Nazis, their main goal was to make the Jews suffer, so
was to kill them all, basically.
Yeah, and, so, this one part where, the Jews were on a train going to a new camp, and, it was all the sick people and, the weak, and Schindler thought of an idea to use a hose to feed them all water, but he had to lie to them. He had to lie to the Jews and saying lie to the Nazis actually and say that it was torture for the Jews, but in reality it was actually just
benefiting them
by letting them
drink
have
water yeah.
for the ride instead of to die,
letting them suffer.
Mm-hmm. But that's what the Nazis didn't know, so he lied saying that, oh, it's torture, like, it's, like, something bad. So, but it was good for the greater good.
Also, to add on, I remember at, like, in the almost by the beginning to middle of the movie, I remember Schindler and his assistant, I think his last name was Stern, he would help the Jewish people by giving them working papers in order for them to work in his company, the metal company. And the Jews would be, like, the Jewish people, they would be really successful people. They were, like, teachers, mathematicians, philosophers, but instead they would lie and tell them that, oh, I make metal and tin.
So they're like
with everybody. Oh, and another example that I just thought of was that in the movie, Schindler, at the end when he's writing his list of all the Jews he wants to save, not wants to save, but like can remember to save, he lies to the Jews about he lies to the Nazis about why he wants them. He lies to them and says that he wants them for work and all this, but really he just wants to save them from the camp. And so he bought all the Jews that he was gonna save, but he was lying to the Nazis about why he needed them and why he was paying for them. Anything else?
And Schindler wasn't the only one who lied and benefited from the lie. The Nazis in general benefited from the lie because they lied to the Jews about everything that they were going to do or what their intentions were. And in the end, they ended up killing millions of Jews, which isn't a good benefit, but it did benefit them.
It's like a benefit
even
to them.
Yeah. To them, in their mind, it was a benefit, even though they lost the war.
Yeah. Anybody have anything else left to add?
I feel like those were most of the main actions that occurred in the movie that everybody noticed, from Schindler saving lives and him being the hero of the story. And, yeah, basically that's it.
So, conclusion of this is that lying sometimes does have great benefits, but it's not good for your moral character. So it can have good benefits. It's just not the right thing to do, even though it can help you a lot. So I just want to thank our two guests for coming and joining my podcast. Thank you, Stephanie and Anaya.
Thank you, Nalani.
And thank you, Maite Costa.
Thank you, Nalani.
Okay. And we'll see you next time here at Nalani's Podcast.